Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am Tony G, back from vacay, ready for a phenomenal show today. I am so excited. I missed doing my show last week, and I was really sad, and just feeling like something important wasn't happening. And I know that sounds a little silly, but it's so true. Anyway, so yes, I'm Tony Green. I have 3 television shows that I produce and host, Create a Life You Love, Psychic Medium Tony G, and Healing with Tony G. Also, my books are available on Amazon, and let's see, is there anything else I should say? You know what I should say? I'm ready for the first caller, because that's what this is really about. That this is really about you guys calling in, asking your questions, me answering them, making connections to loved ones on the other side, which I love to do. It's so exciting when I can connect somebody with their loved one on the other side. It's amazing to me. I just feel like it's completely amazing. So I'm going to go to the first caller, and the first caller is 860. Here we go, 860. How are you today?
Hi, Tony.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Who am I talking with?
This is Amala.
I'm sorry, who?
This is Amala. It's a unique name.
Oh, you know what happened is there was a little click in the phone at the time you said your name. But I remember you. I've talked with you before. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm actually kind of getting anxious because, yes, I did talk to you, and I'm looking for my Mr. Right, and I feel, like, anxious because I feel like he's coming soon, and I just want it now.
Yeah, I know. You and me both, sister. You and me both. Okay, so Amala, the one thing that I am getting for you is there's one thing you need to clear. So I'm gonna ask a question, and I'm gonna test it myself. But I'm just gonna ask the question: is there something blocking Amala from meeting her perfect partner? And the yes finger goes up for me. So I'm gonna just do the clear this now. And you may feel. You might feel a little lightheaded because as soon as I start clearing you, I'm feeling like lightheaded or dizziness in my head, like a sensation in the top of my head and in my eyes. And you might feel a release coming. Now, what I'm doing here is whatever it is that happened in the past that is stopped you or blocked you from connecting, because, you know, we can really want that partner, but then there's a little itty part of us that might not be ready. Maybe we're still a little insecure. Maybe we still think all men cheat. whatever it is important, but whatever that is, it needs to be cleared out. So that's clearing right now. And what I feel right now, and tell me if you feel this too, I feel like this, like I can barely breathe pressure on my chest, which is all heart stuff, right? Do you feel that right now? That's all the good stuff clearing. That's the Holy Spirit or the angels coming in and clearing this from you. So just breathe through it, and as you breathe through it, you're going to notice it gets lighter. Oh, this is heavy. Whatever this is, it is so heavy. This is, you're about to release a big pile of grief is what I feel like. Whatever happened, there was some grief left over, and I feel now like I am going to start crying and bawling. So I know that you may be feeling this way too, but whatever caused this, it kind of stayed with you. The remnants of it stayed with you, or you didn't know how to or weren't able to let this go. So now I'm so sorry. Now we're just letting this go, okay? So just breathe through it and soon it will be gone. Soon it will be gone. Just breathe through it. But whatever this is, it was very heavy on you and very sad. Are you aware of what this incident was?
I could feel. I know that it's been the embers. I've been doing a lot of forgiveness work on this person. So, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Here we go. Sometimes we always think we need to forgive other people, but what we really need to do is forgive ourselves because we think we should have known better. We should have been smarter than that. Or how did I get into that? And we just need to know, did I like that or not? Okay, I'm going to repeat that or not. It's starting to go. I feel my head getting lighter now, and I feel it pulling right out of the back of the top of my head. So that's good. That means it's leaving you too. Are you having any sensations or feelings as this is going on?
Yes, actually, it's actually in my core area for me, and I am feeling lighter before, right before you said you're getting lighter, I feel lighter, so
Exactly. Isn't this amazing? So by the time this is done, and it might continue to clear even after we hang up, but once this is clear, it's like surgery. We can go in and remove something, and it takes a couple weeks before you're up and ready to go. So we're clearing this now, and I feel like within a couple of weeks, you're going to notice profound differences in the way you think and feel about a partner or a potential partner. Now, you're right. You're a potential partner. Actually, oh, my goodness. Okay, now that we're clearing this, here we go. You are going to actually have three people come into your life, and you can't go wrong, okay? Possible partners are going to come into your life over the next, I'm hearing 3 weeks, but I'm going to say month. Now, when they do this, this means you might meet somebody, and maybe you're not, you know, maybe it is a possibility, but maybe that you look at them and you're like, no, that's okay, thank you, pass. But there are going to be three potential partners coming in, and I feel like this is going to happen. It's going to start happening within a month, but give it until 6 weeks until you've met all three of them. Now, you're going to have of who you want to move forward with. I feel like one of them is a much stronger candidate than the other two. One of them has very, very good possibilities for you, and you have a lot of things in common. There are a lot of things that this person likes to do that you like to get out and do, and I feel like it's going to be a very good match. Now, that you are going to meet this particular person organically. While you're out and about, you are going to meet this person, and you might actually get introduced to this person by someone when you're out and about.
Okay.
Now, there will be two other people coming in, and you can choose any person that you like, but you're going to be more drawn to this particular person. Like, when you talk to him, I see that a smile automatically shows up on your face, and you just kind of have that little glow going on.
Okay, cool.
This person is very intellectual. They're a little bit brainy, if you will. That yes. comes from a only a not so intellectual person would use the word trainee, but this person is very intellectual, a little sophisticated, but still likes to have fun, and that's a perfect match for you. You are compatible with this person in several areas. Wink, wink.
Oh, wow.
Is what yeah, that's always a good thing, right? It says you can be compatible in several areas. So I want you to know that, I want you to give it about 3 good weeks, maybe 4, until you meet this particular person. You may meet them a little bit earlier, but don't get disappointed if you don't. And then all the way up to that 6-week mark, just in case you're still clearing whatever it is that we're all this
yes.
this stuff that's going right now, it'll be cleared, but then there's the reprogramming or forgetting stage, like forgetting all about what happened and getting that new program in there.
Yes.
So okay. just know that all of that is going to go on, and then once you meet this person, you're going to have a lot of questions about it.
Really?
So you can feel, yeah, you're going to, because like I said, I feel like you're going to have the possibility to meet up to 3 people, and you might be questioning and wanting to double check that it's the right person that you're moving forward with, or is this person, you know, genuine and feeling the same way? Is this just are they just putting on a good facade? I feel like you're going to have a couple questions, so please call back and keep me updated. Now, if the 3-week mark comes and you are not feeling, you're still feeling a little stuck or hesitant about, and here's a beautiful thing for all of us to know.
Okay.
If you think about a relationship with somebody and the first date makes you anxious or nervous, or thinking about moving in together or marriage makes you nervous or anxious, then we need to clear. So whether, you know, and this is for anybody listening,
yes.
you might think you're, you know, we all want love. We all want to be with a partner. We all want somebody who we can have that touch and that intellectual conversations with and that companionship with. But if
right.
we have any hesitation or fear, we are stopping ourselves. There are plenty of potential candidates out there, and and they can only come when the door is open. They cannot come when the door is cracked, because they can't fit through the crack of a door. So we
right.
have to make sure that
right.
if we're envisioning this, and then we start to feel like oh, they'll if and this is really common for people, especially women or men who have been cheated on or it just didn't turn out right, if we start to feel like, oh, it's just going to fail or, oh, they're just going to cheat, we need to clear that. That is not healthy, and it is not
yes.
going to bring you the right partner. It's going to bring you the wrong partner. So, okay, now that I've said all of that, at about the
yes.
3-week very close attention, get out with your friends, meet people, go to events that where there can be introductions. And I see it's possible, I don't want to state for sure, but I just see you being introduced to this person, and I believe they are a professional person, because the
okay.
sign for a professional person for me is somebody, they just show me a person in a suit, which denotes professional.
Yes.
And they have this certain amount of sophistication to them that you really like. They're a little bit old school, but they have this certain amount of sophistication that
yes.
makes you feel like, oh, wow. So just be prepared for that, especially around that 3-week mark. I think everything starts then. But if at that 3-week mark you still have that hesitation or you still feel that in your core, give me a call back. We will take care of it. We'll clear some more out, and we'll make sure that you're ready to go. Now, I'm just going to test again. I'm going to ask, there are blocks between her and a healthy, happy relationship, and my no finger goes up. So I'm going to say this is pretty good. This is clear, this particular aspect. Now, even you can even call me back in a week or two and say, you know what, I notice a huge difference in the way I'm thinking about relationships and men, and I would love to talk to you about that too, okay?
Okay, Tony, I want to just give you validation. My shoulder's just back. I feel grounded. My feet are planted to the earth. It's amazing I don't know what just happened. I mean, seriously, within seconds.
Within seconds, something that you have been holding on to for only heaven knows how long, they came in, they took it out, and they're like, okay, go now, go have fun, go have a good relationship.
Isn't that amazing?
I just love this work. And I love this work so much because you feel it leaving, and then you feel different. Like, from when you called me to now, what is the difference in the way you feel?
I feel lighter. I feel brighter. I feel alive. Everything. I feel refreshed. And the funny thing is, in 3 weeks, I'm going to a conference. It's the holistic conference with all these speakers there. And that's in 3 weeks. So I just wanted to let you know about that, too. So I'm excited to meet people. It's
cookie,
a conference.
Cookie. Yes. Give me a cookie. Yep, that is it. Because, you know what, I was going to say, I feel like this is, I should have just said it. I was going to say, I feel like this might be a work or a conference thing because I see people dressed in suits. I think just wake up refreshed, do a couple spots. Like, if you feel more comfortable with your nails done and your hair done, do that before you go. Go with every ounce of confidence that you can possibly get. That is going to be, on many levels, in many ways, just a very remarkable conference for you. You are going to have a lot of epiphanies during that time.
Wonderful. I'm going to definitely let you know about it. I'm going to actually journal while I'm there because it's 2 days, so that's a good idea as well. So,
awesome.
I like that. Thank you so much.
Yes, you are so welcome. I hope you have an amazing next couple of weeks, and I can't wait to hear from you in some more results. It's going to be so good for you.
Absolutely. I will definitely call you back within about a month and tell you how the conference went, for sure. For sure.
I cannot wait. Thank you so much for calling in today.
God bless. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye-bye. This is Messages from Above with Tony G, and I cannot tell you, I'm so grateful. I just feel completely blessed and grateful to be able to do the work I do, not only to do, like, to be able to give people messages to help them on their path. And, you know, when I give a message, there's a certain amount of work that the person receiving the message has to do, too. Like, if I say you're going to meet somebody in a month, you can't sit at home and not go out and socialize. You have to get out there. You have to say yes to invites. You really do. Or, you know, whatever it is, it's a partnership. They can tell you what's coming in, but you have to get up and show up for it. And I just love that, you know, that 3-week timeline, and she's going to be at a conference at that time. That just, you know, that's so amazing. So I'm going to go to 718 next. Hello, 718. How are you?
Hi, Tony. This is Keisha.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. So what's going on?
I love what you just did. I thought it was
amazing. Well, you might get a little of that, too. So
yeah, I was like, I hope that works with me, too.
Let's see what your question is and see what we can clear for you today. What's your question?
Okay, so I want to know, I've been looking for a job, and I want to know, is there any blocks to me getting one. And because I went on like a couple of interviews last week and I didn't get most of them. I'm waiting to hear back from one.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering what's going on with me. And
let's do this. I already tested. You already tested yes for it. So we're going to start clearing this. So when I say there are blocks between you and the perfect job, my yes finger goes up. So I'm going to start clearing you now. Clear. And instantly like that, my third eye area and eyes get this like really dizzying feeling. Now you should start to feel stuff too. And I have like in my throat this feeling, a little feeling of nausea. And that's usually, you're not able to speak your truth. You're not able to speak your words. You're afraid of what you're saying and very nervous about saying the correct thing and going in not knowing how to always present yourself, thinking they're looking for something else and you have to find the perfect verbiage, or you're not being able to state what you really want to say. Whatever it is, this is going to start clearing, and a lot of this is coming out of your out of the brain or the mind area where you just get really conflicted about things. Now, I want you to tell me, are you feeling anything right now in any part of your body or pushing or pulling?
I kind of feel something on my left side from my back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's going to clear. And I am actually being pulled forward and backward as we're doing this. So whenever somebody calls in or whenever I have a client that gets a clearing session, I do it with them to help it clear more quickly and more efficiently. So they'll be like, I'm a conduit for your clearing and you're doing your clearing also. So what I want to tell you is you are going to find, okay, I'm going to just, okay, so what I'm going to tell you is that as things sit right now, and I know you have been really, you're almost in a state of desperation with looking for a position, but after this, you're going to have a knowing, okay, it's lightening up now, you're going to have a knowing that the job is going to be there and everything is going to be okay. I want you to know that within a month, you should be actively employed. Now, when they say actively employed, that means at a position, already hired, already working within that month's time. Now, I'm hearing tomorrow, and I just want to state again, timelines can be a little bit off. And sometimes when I hear tomorrow, it's actually tomorrow. Sometimes it's within a day or two, depending on what goes on. So what I'm hearing is tomorrow that you are going to find a job that you're very, 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 very interested in. And so this means this is probably a job you have not seen posted before, not a job that you have already applied to. But tomorrow you're going to find this, and I feel like you, I'm hearing internet, so I feel like you find it on the computer, and I feel like it is a somewhat unique position, and you you absolutely, I feel like there's something really strong, there's a really good pull for this, and you're going to get this position. So just tomorrow, have a very happy, like joyful attitude when you go on, like a positive perspective, mm-hmm. because positions, even the listings, carry an energy. And sometimes we can be looking at job postings and go over the perfect position because our energy doesn't quite match it yet. So, So sometimes people will say, I looked three times, and then the fourth time I looked, I saw this, and I don't know how I missed it the first three times. And I'll say, well, you had to get to that place where you were an energetic, or, you know, you were ready for this position is another way to put it. So I want you to know that, and I'm still being pulled backwards, so that's really good, that tomorrow or within the next couple of days, you are going to find this listing. Make sure your resume is tight. Make sure it is solid. Make sure that whatever they're looking for, you bullet point that at the top, and
okay.
and just and then they're saying they want you to send your resume in twice, once right away, and then once within like another week, like within a week, probably at that 3 or 4 day mark. Sometimes employers are so overwhelmed with candidates that they don't always see the resume. And the first resume and the second resume should look just a little bit different, okay? all right?
Okay.
Just make them look a little bit different so that if they see it and they go, you don't want them to go, oh, I already read this one. Just switch where mm-hmm. things are. Switch up where the things are on your resume or something like that. And definitely, they're definitely showing me that you need to bullet point the points of the position, the things they're looking for, those qualifications or what's important to them. You definitely need to bullet point those. Don't send out your standard resume for this. Really tweak it for this
okay.
position. And I keep hearing tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Now, how are you feeling? Do you still feel that? What's going on with your body right now?
I feel good. I do feel something still working in the in my back, but it's not
yep.
as strong. It's lightening
yeah.
up.
Yeah, isn't this? So I'm going to keep working with you, and I want to tell you, I'm being pulled backwards, and if you're sitting or standing, you would probably be being pulled backwards also while they're pulling this out of you, whatever it is. I just want to go so far as to say it just might be a little bit of a stigma. And, you know, we all, each and every single, I don't care if you've been the CEO of a company, when you're going for your next CEO or whatever position, you have that little bitty hesitation, that little bit what if. So they're taking
yeah.
this out. By the time this is cleared, I'm going to tell you, by the time this is cleared, you are going to have this newfound confidence. And I'm asking them to kind of hurry up. I want this to be done by the time we hang up. I really want them to get this done by the time we hang up. So while you're still on the phone, I want to let, if you don't mind, because we, mm-hmm. I just want to let everybody know that I'm here every Monday at noon. And if I don't get to you today, please call back next week. This is the way I'm going to do my show from this moment on. If you call in and you have a question about relationship or career or whatever it is, I'm going to clear any blocks for you while I'm answering your question. Take a slow deep breath in, Keisha, right? Keisha, right?
Yeah.
And then blow it out forcefully. And again, now I want you to take this down to your belly. I want you to take this
okay.
big slow deep breath in. And then slowly push it out. And just one more. I have a couple, a little bit left here. And I want you to know, even if we hang up, this is going to continue to clear. It will until it's completely gone. But if you can just sit there and allow it to clear, or stand and allow it to clear, you'll notice your body being pulled back or forward. And you'll be really amazed by it, okay? So
yes.
while we're – you did, right? Are you standing
yeah.
now?
Yes,
yes,
I am.
It is so flipping awesome. I get so excited by this work. So while we're finishing up here, I want to say thank you to everybody for listening. I only have about 30 seconds left, but I want you guys to know I love you so much. And thank you for listening to the show. I'll be back next Monday. Please, if you like my show or follow my show on Blog Talk, iTunes, iHeart, so you know when I'm going to be on and you can get in and you can call, and it will be just such an amazing experience when you get through, and I do try to get to everybody. Okay, Keisha, we
Thank
have about
you.
15 seconds left, so keep letting this clear. and have an absolutely amazing rest of the day, okay?
You as well. Thank you so much. You've been such a blessing. Thank you.
Oh, so are you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.